As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
Good morning. We're going to have a very, very special segment this morning. We have Mr. Aaron Gonzalez online with Legal Shield. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, and thank you. I'm just really, really excited in hearing all the good things you guys got going on.
I'm really excited to share with everybody listening in early this morning everything we have going on.
Okay, well, let's rock and roll.
All right, well, I'll just get right into it. First of all, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to be on Faces of Success Radio here on the internet and for the whole world to hear. We're excited about what we're doing. Like Ms. Pearl said, I represent the company Legal Shield, and our goal is to help you worry less and live more, because there's all kind of things that are going on in this great country of ours. I just read a report that in California, there was 40,000 new laws implemented January 1st, and being in the legal industry, if you don't know what those are, how can you protect yourself from them? How can you be aware of them? And that's why services of an attorney are so important. So just let me give you guys the brief overview of exactly what we are, who we are, what we do, and why it's important to seek out services such as this. And I'm not going to just talk about our company. I'm just talking about the industry in itself, you know, because it's important to have something. First, let's answer the question, what we Legal Shield is a service provider that allows you to tap in to the rule books of this country, which is the laws, right? If you can tap into the laws and get an understanding of the laws, there's very little chance for you to be taken advantage of. And I'm going to talk this morning about, you know, businesses, and I'm going to talk about personal. We'll focus in on maybe some entertainment, because I know we got a lot of entertainers that listen into this call. But our idea is to allow you to have the ability to have somebody in your corner that understands those new 40,000 laws that came into the country just here January 1st. And that's what we do. That's what we do, is give you access to the legal system, all right? And a lot of you have heard that before. Getting access to the legal system is important, but also it's not cheap, right? I mean, attorneys are very expensive. We understand they're, you know, $200, $400 an hour to, you know, just call in and ask questions. But we've created a situation to where if you had access to the services of an attorney that specializes in what you need, okay, so if you got a real estate issue, you're talking to a real estate attorney. If you got a, you know, entertainment issue, you're talking to an entertainment attorney. If you got a family law issue, you guys get the picture. But if you had to use that attorney and did not get a huge bill at the end of the conversation, would you do it? Think about that for a second. If you had the need to use an attorney and didn't get a big bill at the end of the conversation, would you use that? Would you use that system? That's what we've created. In a nutshell, we are that system to where you can call and ask any questions, get any type of consultation. The clock will not be clicking. We're not charging you $200 an hour. We're simply put this in position for you, in most cases, for under $20 a month. Yeah, under $20 a month. That's two tens or four fives or 21s per month, and you have unlimited access to the attorneys to help you through your situation. So that's what we do. That's what we do. Who we are. Let's answer who we are. Legal Shield is a service provider that's been around for 42 years, right, offering legal services to families, to individuals, and to businesses. You know, it's very important to have access to the legal system for a great number of things. So we've been providing that for 42 years. We have approximately 1.5 million families. That's about 4 million users of our services that are out here in America and four provinces of Canada. We've handled over 20 million calls, and we've done some great things in saving people time and saving people money. Okay? So basically, I want to give you guys, you know, some direct information on our company, okay? Because I feel that we're the best provider in the marketplace today. We're the longest standing provider in the marketplace, 42 years. We've been at this. And we're excited to be on this radio show to give some information. And I'll leave some time. We've got some good time here to serve some questions towards the end. But right now I want to give you a brief overview of who we are so you can be, you know, more educated to ask some questions. All right? So let's talk about today. Today, you know, our company, Legal Shield, was purchased and merged to our managing partners, because a lot of people want to know who runs your company, who's in charge of your company. It started out with a gentleman by the name of Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. He was in a car accident that wasn't his fault. And the individual that hit him, that got the ticket, had more money than he did. So he had to go to court to defend himself. Now, he had car insurance for the car. He had life insurance. Thank God he didn't need it if something would happen. He had medical insurance because he ended up in the hospital. He did not have I'm being sued insurance, which he needed. So he had to use his savings to get an attorney to represent him in court for that traffic situation. That can happen to any of us. So at that time, back in 1969, he thought, why don't we have a system to where people can pay a monthly fee and get access to an attorney when they need it, you know, for anything. And that's how we started. We started by a car accident. Here was a gentleman that was taken advantage of, like a lot of us here on this call, and he did something about it. You know, he fought, he scratched, he scraped. He went to law firms. He worked through attorney generals. He worked through governors. He worked through the system to create this program that we use today here 42 years later, giving people access to our company. So we were founded by Mr. Stonecipher. In 2011, MidOcean Partners, which is a private equity firm out of New York, spent $651 million to get involved with us. Then they spent another $2 billion to do market research, to do rebranding, to really organize and put this thing together, give it a strong front office. Because Mr. Stonecipher, as great as he was with a great idea, he was a school teacher and from a sharecropping family. He didn't have, you know, a Fortune 100 mindset thinking. He just had an idea. But MidOcean Partners does. Here's some of the companies that MidOcean Partners have created brands for. They have strong market potential. You got companies like LA Fitness, all right? You've heard of them, owned by MidOcean Partners, managed and ran and created success by MidOcean Partners. Here's one we all know, Jenny Craig. And here's one that Miss Pearl, you probably have hanging in your ceiling right now, Hunter fans, okay? And of course, now they manage our company, Legal Shield, and we're excited for that because we know that they're going to take us to where we're a household name just like these other brands. See, our goal is to help people live worry-free and enjoy life. And now let me ask you a question out there, you guys that are listening. If you had this chance, and we talked about this before, to use an attorney and not get that huge bill, would you? And I know you're shaking your head yes, because I would. And see, our job is to educate you because what we found is most people never knew that this service existed to help them with everyday life issues. I mean, think about it. Do you think if you had access to a qualified law firm that it would better the outcome of any situation, bad or good, that you might have? Yeah, it would. Do you think if you had access and had a need because you were overcharged for a repair, and you could pick up the phone and talk to that attorney, would that help? Yes. I mean, a letter written on a law firm's letterhead instead of your Mickey Mouse letterhead is much more powerful for somebody that's taken advantage of you. They get that letter from a law firm expressing what your rights are. It's much more powerful. I mean, think about it. Have you ever signed a contract or a document that you didn't understand and regretted it later? Most of us have signed, you know, cell phone contracts, rental agreements, car loans, open bank accounts, and have even applied for credit cards. And let me tell you, whenever someone that's wealthy signs a contract, what do? That's right. They get their attorneys to review it first to make sure they are protecting their interests. But, you know, for $200 or more per hour, most of us won't do that. Most of us won't do that. But for under $20 a month, you bet your britches, we can do that all day, right, on any situation. And here's a big part of what I'm very passionate about is our members get a comprehensive will, a living will, and a medical power, health care power of attorney, because I've talked to a lot of pastors, and I found out that a lot of people that they're pastoring over that are passing away don't have one, and it leaves a bunch of turmoil to the family. So I call it the last love letter to your family. So we want to make sure we get that. And the reason why most people don't is because the cost, you know, $2,000, $3,000 to get a will and a medical help. Well, we do that for you for under that $20 a month. And Ms. Pearl, at any point, if there's any time you want to interject with a question, you know, please do. Please do. I have tons of information. Go ahead.
Actually, I do have a question. How is Legal Shield set up to help if you are a corporate business, you know, and families? If, you know, say, for example, if, you know, I'm a family of seven, do you have plans that will help, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I can cover that. We have plans for the family. And it's a husband, a wife, and it doesn't matter how many kids you have. We're not going to charge you more like your car insurance. Every time you add a child, you got to pay more money. Ours is a flat rate, under $20, and the actual price is $19.95. And you have access for those attorneys for the entire family. So if you have a teenage kid that's in school and something happens at school, because, you know, if there's a fight at a campus, at a school, junior high school, high school, there's zero tolerance now. That child is going to jail. Okay? We had a situation where a child was trying to break up a fight, and he got called down to the principal's office. This is a junior high school kid. This is a high school kid. Got called into the office with the other kids, and he was trying to explain, hey, I wasn't doing it. I was trying to break up. They called the police. The police came and was questioning them, and then he thought he remembered that his mom and dad had Legal Shield. And he says, well, I'd like to call my attorney. And they laughed at him until he pulled out his membership card, and it said on there, if you are questioning or detain me, allow me to call my attorney immediately. Well, at that point, the parents got a phone call and said, hey, your son was in an altercation, but he's not going to go to jail because he was trying to break up the fight. We just want to let you know. And that child did not get detained or questioned by the police. See, that's power, you guys. That's empowering that child who was trying to do something good, who could have got arrested because they have zero tolerance now.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so that's what we do for families there. And for businesses, I was on a plane here recently, and a gentleman, he and his dad has a website, a web services business in the educational area, and he asked for some high-end legal services with, you know, branding or copywriting, intellectual property law, and we cover that. We cover that. And I told them we can do that because we have business plans, and they range from, you know, $30 a month up to $125 a month, depending on what your needs are as a business. So if you're a small business, we'll consult with you and set you up with the plan that you need. Does that answer your question, Ms. Pearl?
Yes, it does. Actually, I have another question. How would a person, and this is for our listeners, contact Legal Shield if they wanted to sign up or become a representative?
Well, obviously, they want to call me because I take this very personable. If you call our corporate office, if you Google search our corporate office, you'll find them and they'll sign you up, but then you don't have a personal representative, right? You have a corporate representative. They may assign you somebody that doesn't even live in your neighborhood or is there for you all the time. Because of this connection with Ms. Pearl's radio show, I'll give you my number, and you can call me directly. All right, you can call me directly. I'll give you my web link, and later Ms. Pearl maybe can post it up on the site. And can I give that number now, Ms. Pearl? Would that be all right?
Yes, you may give that number now.
Okay, and with cell phones, everybody can call me. Don't worry about the long distance, but it's that number is 336-782-8858. Again, that number is 336-782-8858. Let me give you the correct spelling of my name. It's Aaron, and that's A-R-R-O-N, okay? Let me give it again because I know traditionally it's spelled different ways, and the mind will just spell it like it sees it, not like it hears it. So it's A-R-R-O-N, last name G-O-N, Z as in zoo, A-L-E-S. And I give that for those out there that are listening that say, you know what, I'm going to Google search it anyway. And you go to LegalShield.com. If you watch the videos, we have several little videos there. It's much set up like YouTube. We all know everybody uses YouTube to learn about stuff, right? Well, now you can go to LegalShield.com, click our videos, and you'll see a series of videos there. How the membership works, how the lawyers work, how the provider system works, you know, just the how-tos. They're little 2-minute to 4-minute videos, and you can self-educate yourself. And I recommend you go directly to my link. That way, if you click the Buy Now button, you're coming directly to me. And then I can be your provider. I'll be your consultant, your guidance on how to use this thing. You'll have a personal rep for me. I'll be your personal guy. And if I may, I'll give that website out. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, the website is www.legalshield.com/, and this is where it gets a little complicated, so I'll spell it out. It's hub, H as in Harry, U as umbrella, B as in boy, and then my initials and last name, which is A as in Aaron, M as in Mary, and then last name, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S, Gonzalez. So, again, it's LegalShield.com, and that's LegalShield.com/, and that's the one by the question mark on your key bar, /hub/AM Gonzalez. You'll see a picture of me and my lovely wife in the left corner. You'll see my phone number, 336-782-8858. And then you can click wherever you want on that website, and it'll educate yourself. The business plans are there. You scroll down, and if you're a business owner, you can click there and watch a couple videos, educate yourself. If you're a company and you have employees, we are the only direct sales company that can go into a company that has 10, 15, 20, 1,000, 5,000 employees, and we can offer this as an employee benefit. And we have studies that show companies that offer this as an employee benefit, it saves them money, it saves them time. There's less accidents. There's less absenteeism. And we can help companies by helping their employees live their life worry-free and less. So you can click on that link and self-educate and we'll contact you. Identity theft is on there. That's huge now. And Ms. Parab would like to talk about identity theft if we have time, which I'm sure we will later in the interview.
Yes, we do actually have time, but I wanted to back up a little bit. I know that you had mentioned earlier in your conversation that if a person wanted to sign up, they might want someone from their area. How does that work?
That works really good because let's say you're in, I know this is the World Wide Web, so let's say, and this obviously is the United States and four provinces of Canada. For our listeners in Japan and the other countries, I apologize. We'll be there soon enough. Give us the opportunity to build here first. All they'd have to do is go to my website, sign up, and then I'll get the email, and in that email, it'll tell me, you know, who they are, what their phone number is, their email address. I will then contact them personally and talk to them and help them through the membership. And then we've created a law firm network. So each state in the United States is represented by a major law firm. And you're probably wondering, well, how can my $20 afford a law firm like Parker Stanberry out of California that, you know, you call Parker Stanberry and you're going to be looking at $400 an hour and, you know, $5,000-$10,000, you know, retainer. How can we afford that? Well, we do it just like insurance. You know, how can you pay, you know, a little bit for car insurance on a Mercedes, wreck the total of the Mercedes, and then the insurance company replaces that $60,000, $70,000 car, yet you're only paying $300, $400 a year insurance. Our system is set up the same way in California. I'll stick with California because I know that's where a lot of us are based. We have 220,000 members that pay every single month. And that law firm gets one-third of that money. So you're looking at, you know, average $25 times 220,000. That's a lot of millions. And then we give them one-third of that million, so it totals about $1.7 million a month. That's why you can have one of the top law firms in your state, in your city, take care of you when you call. Was that what you're looking for?
Exactly. And is there did you mention your email address by chance for those that may want have a question?
No, I didn't, but thank you for bringing that up. My email address is really simple. It's amgonzalez, just like the website, amgonzalez at legalshieldassociate, and that's plural, associate, dot com. So that's amgonzalez at legalshieldassociate. Shield Associate, and that's associate.com. Okay? A lot of people will put an S at the end. It's not associates. It's associate.com. And you can email me that, or you can go to my website and click Contact Me, and you can email me through my website. And, of course, if for whatever reason they have your information, get in touch with Ms. Pearl. She'll get in touch with me direct or forward it to me. Not trying to use her as my secretary. Please come to me direct because she's a very busy lady, and I'm honored that she's spending the time to have us on this radio show. But that's how they contact me via email.
Is Legal Shield on any other social networks?
Yes. Oh, we have a Legal Shield Facebook, a corporate Facebook. We have a Legal Shield Twitter. We have a Legal Shield LinkedIn. Our company has spent a substantial amount of money to promote our brand. Actually, here's what I recommend for the listeners to do. I mean, because you don't know me and I don't know you, and I know there's a lot of crazy things out there. There's, you know, a LegalZoom, there's a Hyatt Legal, there's AROG, there's other companies out there that are trying to do what we've already done and been doing for 40 years. Go to Google. I mean, go any of your browser, go to Google and just Google LegalShield.com. And then read about it yourself, and then you can see our press releases there. We just signed a deal with 7-Eleven franchises. We just signed a deal with Subway franchises, Angel Heart program. There's a lot of big corporations now that are looking into this because the services are helping their employees. They're helping their people, their most valued commodity. So, yeah, we're all over the place. Our company is doing a great job. But Google it and read for yourself. And then what you'll see is start popping up all over the place.
Now, if I was to have a traffic violation and was unable to make it to court, do they have attorneys that would be able to represent me even in my absence?
Definitely, definitely. As long as you're a member before you get that ticket. Now, if you become a member, then that takes 15 days to kick in. Because years ago, we had people that said, "Oh yeah, that's a good idea." Then they didn't become a member. Then they went out and got a ticket. Then they called us, right? So don't do that. Get that membership, because a ticket is inevitable for a lot of us. And then let's say you get that ticket, same scenario, and you can't go because you got a meeting or you got a family function or you got to go to work. All you do is you call us, fax us the ticket. We'll go ahead, and if we feel that it's a defensible situation that we can help you, our system will have you an attorney that you can talk to so you can tell your story. And this is over the phone. You don't have to go to their office. It's over the phone. And then that attorney will now be prepared enough to go into court on your behalf, and you do not have to be present. And then once they get done, they'll contact you. They'll let you know the results. Now, let me tell you, those attorneys that we send into traffic court, I had a client that got a red light ticket. He got, you know, the pitcher took a picture of him. He was in Southern California. He's making a turn, and he went through the light. He called the attorney. He called our system. Our system got him an attorney right there in that county who just so happened to be a retired traffic superior court judge that was now practicing law. So do you think he knows about traffic law, right? He got that attorney. That attorney firm called him back and says, "Hey, you requested us. What's going on?" He told him his story. He sent them the photos. That attorney went to traffic court and beat the ticket. No fines, no points, and it was on a technicality. See, a good attorney will know way more than you do, but a great attorney will know that judge. And that's what we've set up in our system.
Well, that sounds like something you would definitely want to go out and get. And so for our listeners, please support Legal Shield, because Legal Shield will be supporting you in the long run. And if you want to call in, if you have a question, please call 718-664-6324. You can also go to our website at www.facesofsuccessradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook. And Aaron, you said we were going to touch a little bit on identity theft. I'm very interested in hearing that.
I definitely will, and thank you for allowing the time. Identity theft, most of you have probably heard about identity theft, but hearing about it and knowing about it is two different things. Let me tell you a little bit about identity theft first. Identity theft will affect all. There's a recent study that showed that one in two of us will be affected by some form of identity theft. A lot of people, when I educate and do seminars and do talks about identity theft, they seem to think it's just their money. Right? They think identity theft is my credit cards, my bank account, it's just my money. And a lot of people, and their credit, and a lot of people are like, "Well, my credit is bad anyway," because this is the way I used to think. You know, my credit is bad anyway, ain't nobody going to steal my stuff. I ain't got no money, ain't nobody going to steal my stuff. And that's what most of us think, because most of us are working Americans. But your identity theft is not just your money. You know, it's you, it's your character, you yourself. Anybody can get a ticket and say, "Hey, I'm Aaron Gonzalez, and I don't have my ID." And that officer is going to write a ticket for Aaron Gonzalez. All right? Anybody can commit a crime, get arrested, and say, "I'm Aaron Gonzalez," and it'd be my problem. So your character is jeopardized. Your medical coverages. Most of us got medical coverages. And with the new Obamacare, you need to go to that website and get you some medical coverages. Right? But the criminals are stealing those because they're criminals. If they happen to go to the doctor or the hospital, they're not going to tell them their names because they're criminals. So they're going to steal your stuff. And how about your driver's license identity? I mean, when's the last time you went to the DMV and said, "Hey, I need to know, am I driving in any other state? Could you run a check?" That kind of stuff. So a criminal can get a hold of your information simply going to Facebook. There's tons of information they can access about you, where you live, your kids' names, your where you went to high school, all kind of stuff. And some of us use that as passwords to get in to personal information. So they can steal your driver's license information and, of course, your Social Security number. If they steal that, that's like a $1 million credit card, because now they can get apartments, they can get jobs, they can buy cars, they can do all kind of stuff. And let me tell you guys what the law says. You have 61 days to notify a breach in writing that this is not you. So if you get stuff in the mail saying, hey, you owe us money because you did this, and you do not notify them within 61 days, you now own that problem, and you have to clean it up. Okay, and there's a lot of things the banks are offering, identity theft protection, insurance companies are offering identity theft protection, but they're not identity theft experts. They just got a hold of something like another product, and there's one with a lock that I won't mention because I don't want to get Pearl in trouble or myself, but, you know, there's another one with a watchdog and a German Shepherd and all kind of crazy stuff out there, and they're just watching for the problem. But then when the problem happens, you still got to do the work, or you pay a substantial amount of money for them to do the work. In our system, for example, you get our system, we're going to be there to watch it, port to it early enough so you have the 61 days to write the letter. But if you simply sign over a power of attorney to our system, we'll do all the work. We'll do the proactive searches. We'll go into all the databases. We have the experts through Kroll, Background America. That's the company we use there. All they do is risk management. Matter of fact, the recent breach of Target to about 120 million people, and let me tell you this, Pearl, a lot of people don't know this because they don't research it like we do. That Target breach that everybody knows about is in the news and everything. It was done by some young folks. They did it, and they breached it. The first day that they did the breach and they got all that data, 120 million people's information, the first day they made $5.16 billion selling that information to the criminals. Then shortly after that, we got another report that said that these criminals that bought that information were already using people's information a week later. So those people out there have a problem that they need to work on, that they need to fix. They're going to need some help. And the company that the government assigned to Target where that breach happened, because they got slapped with a huge fine, is Kroll, the company that we use. All right? Now, here's the difference. 120 million people got a letter in the mail that said, we lost your information from Target. Call this number, and you can get a year's free monitoring from Kroll. Okay? Now, the key word is there, a year's free monitoring. All they're going to do is watch it. But when something happens, you got to do it yourself. But if you spend, you know, $29.90 a month with us, they're not only going to watch it. When something happens, they're going to fix it. And that frees you up. So that's a little segment on identity. I'd be happy to take on any callers for any questions, because I know that's a hot topic. People are concerned about, you know, the bureaus, and we do single bureaus, or we'll do all three bureaus. So, you know, you should be concerned about Web Watcher. We have a program with ours in our premium package. It's called Web Watcher, where we'll actually watch 39 million websites to make sure your personal information doesn't come up. We have the public persona where we protect and watch over your name, your address, your personal information. If you lose your wallet or your purse, you call us, and we'll replace the stuff that was in there and put tracks on it. You can literally go in there and put 10 different bank accounts, 10 different credit cards. You can put websites that you go to most often, and we'll track all that to make sure that your stuff is safe. And here's a huge one, sex offenders. Sex offenders are using your address so they can move in neighborhoods. We even watch that. So that's a big difference than any of the other. I challenge anybody to go to, here's a website you can go to, the whole, and that's W-H-O-L-E, the whole skinny, S-K-I-N-N-E-Y.com. Go to the whole skinny. They do a side-by-side comparison of things that are in the marketplace, and you can see the differences. Does that help out?
Wow. That is very, very informational. I just want to let our callers know, every Wednesday at 9 a.m., we will have a different segment on a different topic here on Faces of Success Radio with Mr. Aaron Gonzalez, representing Legal Shield. Now, Aaron, I wanted to also ask you, if you would, can you give a little overview of yourself and how long you've been with the company?
Yes. I do apologize. I've been with the company 15 years. I started out as a member. I was a happy customer 16 years ago. I'm in the entertainment. I have an entertainment background. I have my own production company, record label. Miss Pearl launched me to a lot of things back in the day. We did a lot of stuff together. She helped me launch my music career, and I'm totally grateful to her. But the one thing that I didn't have was attorneys. So a gentleman that I went to high school with came to me and said, hey, man, you're doing stuff. Here's a lawyer system, you know, for $26. And it made sense because I didn't have entertainment attorney, so I got a hold of it, and I used it, and it worked. I literally used it against the old Tower Records, which at the time was a huge company, and it worked. And because I handled business like a professional using my attorney, I got more business from Tower Records, and I got more respect. So once that happened, I said, well, dang, you know, this is great. I have a lot of colleagues that need this. How do I share it with people? And the gentleman said, well, our office is expanding. You can add this to your label, and, you know, you can sell it, you know, through me. And I said, well, okay. And then I researched the company, and I came aboard with it. I made a small investment of $149 and got certified to do the different things. And I just made it a part of my business. I did music stuff, and then I offered the services to protect people's music stuff. And from there, it just skyrocketed. And I sent you some pictures, Pearl, and hopefully you'll be able to post them up. But I have pictures with the founder of the company, with several of the leaders of the company, and been traveled the country talking about it. And a lot of people utilize me because of my music background, and I can kind of connect this to business, and one of the segments will do that. So that's kind of like my Dun & Bradstreet with the company. I personally sold over 1,500 of these to 1,500 different families and businesses. About 30,000 throughout my sales force have been marketed throughout the country. So we're really passionate about what we do and helping people.
Well, I want to thank you very much for being on Faces of Success Radio today. And this is the end of our segment. We will be going into music law with Brian Lukovitz, with attorney Brian Lukovitz. So I thank you, Aaron, and for the callers, once again, if you'd like to call in at 718-664-6324, please be sure to tune in next Wednesday at 9 a.m. with Legal Shield and Aaron Gonzalez. Aaron, if you would please repeat your website and contact information before we close, we would appreciate it.
Sure. Again, my phone number is 336-782-8858. My email is amgonzalez@legalshieldassociate.com. And if you want to go to the website to watch the videos and enroll yourself, you'll get a call back immediately from me. You can go to legalshield.com/hub, H-U-B, Harry Umbrella Boy, /AMGonzalez. And again, watch the videos, self-educate yourself. My number's there, my email's there. Call me with questions, and I will help you through the process. And I really appreciate you, Ms. Pearl, all you do. You guys got to plug into this radio show. She's had some of my idols on this show. I mean, the one you did with Rumors. Look at all these rumors.
Club
and,
New.
That was Club New. That was a wonderful one. And then you just had, was it Digital Underground on there?
We had Digital Underground. We've had B.B. King's band. Together we have a lot going on, and we do appreciate the support. And a lot of the artists that call in, even the huger ones that are mainstream, have a lot of legal things that's going on. So, I mean, it can happen to anybody. And I said that to say, you know, Legal Shield is something you definitely would want to invest in, because I've had legendary, I cannot repeat his name, I apologize, but I had a legend that was on our show that had just explained to us that, you know, his music right now, he's not receiving his royalties because he was screwed around. So, you know, it doesn't matter how big or how small. It's not about, you know, big me and little you. It's about handling your business correctly. And if you don't know your business or the right contact, you definitely would want to get in touch with Mr. Gonzalez in effort to move forward with your business and your career and entertainment needs. So that is the end of our segment. Here is Brian Lukovitz with Music Law.
Hello, this is Brian Lukasavitz, and this is Music Law. I am a Minnesota-based and licensed entertainment arts and media law attorney. Today we're going to focus on some more music law issues. Please keep in mind that I check my email at 4musichelp@gmail.com. Please feel free to email me questions. I will certainly answer any questions you have and will respond to them on the air appropriately in a way that is somewhat anonymous, and we can discuss issues that way. The question that I want to address today is one that comes up quite frequently, and I had emailed to me, was how exactly does one go about compensating musicians for studio time, especially if they're contributing to the overall creativity, i.e., if they're helping to write the song or contribute components that may rise to giving them a songwriting credit with regard to the registration. This is a fairly common issue that comes up, especially with new artists and artists making a transition in their own careers and are starting to work with studio musicians and working with guest artists on their recordings. The first piece of advice that I have is this could become an ugly issue. So the easiest way to deal with it is to address it right up front. In my experience, it seems that guest musicians, studio musicians, will come in to record and they will be compensated with a flat fee. Whatever their hourly rate is, it's usually agreed to in advance. It makes sense to agree to a particular number in advance, limiting the number of hours that musician is going to be in the studio working on it. Typically, a rough cut of a song will be provided for that musician so they can at least be somewhat familiar with it when it comes time to recording. And typically they do not get songwriting credit with regard to registration and royalties for writing a song. So what happens when you provide a rough cut? The particular studio musician, whether they're a drummer, guitarist, bass player, keyboard player, whatever, comes up with a particular unique way of playing the song that you've provided for them. Perhaps they've come up with a new bass line or a particular drum beat or whatever it is. They're contributing something to the overall creativity of the song that you have written. My advice with that situation is to have that conversation immediately, or at least before they leave the studio. You want to get that established, how that is going to work, before people forget, before there's the potential for hard feelings, before there is potential for the other people who are potential witnesses to misunderstand what's going on. Certainly, if someone contributes something to the song that alters the song in a major way, you as the songwriter may want to give them credit for helping to author the song. That's certainly within your discretion as the songwriter to allow that. But keep in mind, when you do that, you are giving significant rights. You are actually giving the same rights that you have to that song to this other potential co-author. The law does not distinguish between who the primary author and any secondary authors are. It is up to you, as the person who is registering the song, to determine who the co-authors are. They will all be deemed to have equal rights under copyright law. That's U.S. copyright law, to be more specific. What I encourage musicians and songwriters to do when they go into the studio is to have that contract ready to go up front. You're going to, and the best way to do this is to have it in writing. It doesn't have to be a formal notarized contract. It doesn't have to be drafted by an attorney, but it's always best to have all the terms set up, just specifically, this is what you're coming in for, this is what you're going to do, this is how much you're going to be compensated, and this is how it's going to work. And typically, studio musicians, session musicians, guest artists don't get royalties or songwriting credit for simply playing on a recording. They get compensated one time for their studio time, and that's generally what they get. However, like I said, you do have options. And let's say you decide not to have this discussion up front. You've authored the song, a guest artist has contributed something that they deem at some point, perhaps decades down the line, and there is case law to support this, that a guest artist would come in, provide significant creative input to a song to the threshold that the courts and the jury feel have warranted co-authorship. My advice is to, again, have something in writing stating, are they going to be or not going to be a co-author? If there is no agreement set forth at the beginning, and we'll say years down the line, that potential co-author decides that they do want to pursue getting royalties from a song that they feel like they contributed to as a songwriter, there are a number of ways they can do that. One, they can present their argument to you and ask you to include them as a co-author. From that point forward, they would receive royalties and would have rights to that song. You can certainly, as the primary songwriter or primary author of the work, contact the Copyright Office, re-register the work with the additional co-author. Secondly, that guest musician / co-author could petition the Copyright Office themselves. There is a fee to do this, but they can certainly petition the Copyright Office to have their name amended without your advocacy on their behalf. This is not a simple process, nor is it a quick process or an inexpensive process, but it is certainly an option. The third option would be litigation, to take the issue to court, to basically file a lawsuit to have their name added to the Copyright Office registration and sue for royalties, back pay, forward pay, current pay, and basically the recognition as one of the co-authors. This is by far the most time-consuming and the most expensive option, but it is certainly an option if they're unable to pursue or successfully pursue getting their name put on as a co-author through the Copyright Office. That's certainly an option. And again, there is case law that would suggest that this is a feasible option for musicians who feel like they have contributed to the authorship of a song. Once again, my name is Brian Lucas-Havitz, and I want to thank you for tuning in to listen to Music Law. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at the number 4musichelp@gmail.com. Again, that's the number 4music, M-U-S-I-C, help, H-E-L-P, at gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to more questions. Thank you, and have a great day.
Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio. You can log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Faces of Success Radio or call in and listen to speak to our special guest at 718-664-6324. For your special appearance on our show, call 1-866-458-5523, extension 101. Be sure to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Faces of Success Radio. Your choice, your voice radio.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.